My name is Brian Owens. In 2013, I completed a bronze sculpture of an early 20th century educator named Arthur Harold Parker for Parker High School in Birmingham, Alabama. I touch upon the story of Dr. Parker and the high school that he founded on my website. I'll skip that story here for purposes of brevity because I'd like to talk about the design. As a sculptor, I'm working within a tradition that has existed for thousands of years. The human race has produced a lot of bronze, clothed, male standing figures. So, for me, the question is, how do you create a traditional sculpture that is meaningful, interesting, and hopefully compelling to the modern viewer? Who is the viewer? I can't simply replicate the past. How do you make a sculpture fresh so that the project is truly worth the effort and the money spent? These are the questions that preoccupied me long before I picked up any of my tools. Actually, you start sculpting when you start asking yourself questions like these. During my research, I was impressed by the arc of Parker's life, who was born to former slaves, but died only 6 years before Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Naturally, his life and the high school that he founded can only be understood in terms of the times he lived in. A radical, tumultuous roller coaster of a time. The first half of the American century. Even an amateur historian like myself has to be careful not to think I know the minds of historic figures like Parker, but I can't help but wonder if he felt like he'd been shot out of a cannon. On the forefront as he was of helping to prepare thousands of young people to enter the workforce of a country that did not recognize them as human beings, young people carried on what Martin Luther King would later describe as the rushing locomotive of time. The key word is time. It was a feeling of forward motion that I attempted to catch in this design. A man on a mission who is short on time. I also wanted to convey the feeling of a man with a purpose in life, so well defined that if you had asked him what that purpose is, he could answer you easily, quickly, precisely, without breaking his stride. I spent a lot of time on clothing, deep undercuts in the suit jacket where it meets his vest, the rotation of the shoulders, suggesting motion. The pant legs and the shoes. Notice the way the shoes meet the surface he's standing on? That's hard to do, but it lightens his stride and adds velocity. By the time I'm done with projects like these, I've immersed myself in the subject matter for so long that I sound like a genius. But if genius is the right word to use, then this story is almost certainly about leadership risen to the level of genius. Or maybe the key word is purpose. To construct a platform that tens of thousands of students would use to launch their working lives, a platform made of hope, ideas, discipline, emotional strength, a platform that works so well and for so long that his name is spoken soberly in Birmingham, even now, some 75 years after his death, is to have lived a life to some purpose.